After two deaths due to drug overdoses at the DEFCON 1 festival, which was held last weekend, the importance of pill testing has been brought back into the spotlight and it's being reassessed. Dr. Andrew Groves is a lecturer in criminology from Deakin University, and he's looked into the importance of pill testing in his article Worth the Test, Pragmatism, Pill Testing and Drug Policy in Australia. Today we're looking into the possibility for the implementation of pill testing into future policy making. And Dr. Groves joins us on the line now to tell us a little bit more. Andrew, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you for the opportunity.
Could you tell us a little bit about how you went about conducting your study in the conducting the study and what some of the results that you found were?
Well, essentially, what I looked at with this particular article was to essentially examine why, given the evidence both nationally and internationally of some of the effectiveness of pill testing, why we haven't embedded it within our national drug strategy and drug policy making. It's, I think, for your listeners that might want to read the article, certainly if you read the language and the discourse within our national drug strategy here in Australia, one of the key elements that we need to focus on in terms of our drug and alcohol policy is this idea of harm minimization. And certainly that is a characteristic of the language in the drug policy, but there's no mention of pill testing. And so the recent events over the weekend at DEFCON 1 are a really good example of why we need to engage in more effective drug policy and evidence-based policy, because we essentially, the key issue here is to avoid deaths of young people at music festivals.
What would be involved with implementing pill testing into legislation?
Well, I think, first of all, there needs to be a greater awareness of the evidence behind it, because I'm sure your listeners would agree that it, particularly in the last few days, has become somewhat of a political football, if you like. And there seems to be a very strong, contention between politics on one side and expertise or harm reduction strategies on the other. And I think we need to look beyond that. And that was one of the main focuses of the article, was that we need to take the politics out of it and look at what the evidence suggests, so that we can actually use evidence-based decisions in our policy making moving forward. And often we know that gets muddied or put to the side when there are other elements in place, such as political wrangling and funding and so on.
Assuming that we did move forward with getting pill testing put through in legislation, what would some of the details that you would like to see be? For example, compulsory pill testing at festivals or things like that. What would some of the details be?
Well, certainly I think those of your listeners that might have been aware, there was a trial of pill testing earlier this year at Groove in the Moo, a music festival in Canberra. And whilst the results of that trial are still being worked through, I think there are a couple of key things that we could be mindful of. And first of all, certainly I think pill testing should be rolled out at all music festivals, not only in Australia, but internationally. And we know from the evidence from particularly the Netherlands, Switzerland and so on, as well as Portugal, that pill testing is effective in reducing some of the harms associated with party drug use. And certainly I think it's really important for your listeners to acknowledge that the ideology and the philosophy of pill testing is not to make drugs safe. And I think it's really important to, challenge that contention, because I know that that's being bandied about by the New South Wales Premier and a few other key proponents in the policy-making process. Certainly, it's not about making drugs safe. It's about providing young people with more information to make better decisions, because we know that from the evidence that we have internationally that up to 75% of young drug users, when they're actually informed of some of the harms associated with their particular substances, they choose to discard it, put it in an amnesty bin, and don't actually take the substance. And so I think that kind of behavioural change is really important. So in terms of Australia's legislation or proposed or future legislation, certainly I think having at least the option of pill testing at every music festival moving forward is really important, because at least it gives young people that choice to make better decisions, because that's ultimately what it's about. Secondly, I think it needs to be part of a broader legislative reform, because certainly there seems to be a clash between law enforcement policies and harm reduction or health-based policies. And so I think music festivals are a really good microcosm of that, because you, and I think in practice what we see is drug sniffer dogs, police and so on one side, and then public health, pill testing, medical services on the other. And I think we need to find a better way of meshing those two together. So certainly having, for example, music festivals that have both pill testing and drug sniffer dogs is very challenging in terms of how they would actually work together. Because certainly I don't think having drug sniffer dogs inside a music festival leads to anything positive in terms of public health.
It's going to be one to keep an eye on as time rolls on. Andrew, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Andrew Groves. He's a lecturer in criminology from Deakin University, chatting to us this morning about some of the potentially the future possibilities for pill testing, including implementing them into legislation.